Yeah, Tony, I've had my share of fights from my early days all the way through high school. So I would say that for many reasons, maybe my looks because I'm not the most attractive person, but for other reasons too.
Maybe that's one way we could settle things on the floor. Just put the boxing gloves on, right?
Well, that was definitely my way a long time ago, but I've got to be a heck of a lot better about those things.
All right, let's talk about the lawsuits over constitutional violations. From your perspective, I know this is important, but there's been a mix-up in communications because this issue has gone to court. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us about this issue from your perspective.
Well, we filed a brief in court to ask for relief from the judge to give us the opportunity to be heard on immediate effect votes. It does not change the vote itself, meaning the vote, the bill can pass, but the Constitution allows for if one-fifth of the members of the House ask for a record roll call vote to allow for immediate effect of a bill, then we should be granted that opportunity, and that's what we're looking for.
And you went to court, and there was a communication that was issued that stated basically misinformation. So clear that up for us.
Yes, there was. And I have since released something. And to clarify that, we were given, well, it was a miscommunication between our attorneys and the clerks about what was given. And it turned out it was not given a temporary restraining order. We were given a show cause hearing. And, you know, in hindsight, I wouldn't do that again. And certainly was no intention to mislead anybody because I've had to answer that a lot. And I'm not always looking forward to seeing, putting myself in a position to answer questions like that. So, but what has been granted is a show cause hearing next Monday to discuss this issue and ask House Republicans to tell why they're not giving us the ability to have these votes.
So you'll be in court?
Yes, on Monday we will be in court. I don't know that that myself or anyone else from the House will be in court, but our attorneys will be in court arguing both sides whether or not there is a violation of the Constitution. We feel pretty confident that that there is based on the language that's there.
So we could see a resolution next week.
Could see a resolution. It's hard to predict courts on what's going on. I mean, it could be a resolution that says we are granted then at that time, maybe, and I'm just saying maybe, a temporary restraining order until the case is resolved. It could be a case is resolved. It could be done right then. It's just right now it's really hard to predict, but I think the important thing is for us, we will be there to present our cases and facts as to why we believe we should be allowed that opportunity.
Now, I've seen stories out there from Republicans that they're saying the Democrats have been whining for more than a year that they're the minority and they can't get as much legislation pushed through as they'd like, and they should just suck it up and either elect some Democrats or just go with the flow because they're just they're whining about this situation.
Well, I get what people are saying, and we have to suck it up and get Democrats elected if we want changes. There's no doubt about it. I've told a lot of people that elections have consequences, and we have seen some significant consequences and some changes in how things are done, which need to be done. But it is clear in the Constitution, and it's enumerated in the Constitution. It says if one-fifth of the people that are serving on the floor would like a record roll call vote on immediate effect, not on the bill, that that's an opportunity that we are given. And those are the things that have been ignored, not just by our group or by this group, but for groups even well before us, whether Democrats or Republicans back in the time have ignored that opportunity.
We'll have the Lieutenant Governor on here in just a bit. We're going to ask him about that series of bills that will fund autistic programs. There are a lot of folks saying that mental health challenges should be and mental health care should be included in that. Where do you stand?
I think mental health parity is an important issue, and I would love to see that being part of the bill. And I think that going forward, there may be an opportunity to have that happen. It's my understanding, and I don't know enough about the federal health care plan, that is allowable in the federal health care plan that takes effect in 2014. But I still believe that it should be part of it because they're all interrelated, and there are enough kids and folks that are suffering because of mental health issues that it's something that should be adopted. And also, on top of that, that all the studies around the states and the country have shown that there has been no increase in cost to people who are provided the insurance or the insurance providers themselves.
Final question for House Democratic Leader Richard Hamill. Do you think the governor should sign that motorcycle helmet bill?
Yes, I do. I've been a supporter of the of that bill from the first day I got there, and I think that not that it makes sense for anybody to ride without a helmet, but I do believe it is a personal choice, and I hope that he does sign it.
All right. Thanks so much, Representative. We appreciate your time.
No problem, Tony. Thank you.